Hi everyone, it's Kirsty from K&K Legal Consulting. I'm just dropping on today for our latest podcast, which talks about the importance of definitions in a contract. Now, the reason we wanted to jump on board and talk about this is really recently, particularly in the virtual assistant arena, is that we've noticed some coaches and mentors have been talking about removing the definitions of contract. Now, of course, this isn't something that just applies to the virtual assistant arena, but it applies to all businesses in relation to those definitions. What we would emphasise here is don't be afraid to send a contract that is robust. Most professionals will understand that you need that robust contract. The reason why the definitions are there is because they are very important. You can trust me, as a litigator, I've been in that situation where I've had to put forward a case on behalf of a client. And when you've been confronted with a contract that doesn't have those key definitions, then it will become an issue when you get into the court arena. You have to remember that the judge that you are in front of at the time doesn't necessarily have a full understanding of the industry that you work in, and perhaps any particular words that you use that are perhaps unique to your industry. So this is the opportunity to define the definitions, to explain what those keywords mean, and to make it clear, absolutely crystal clear as to what it means. Now, if you don't have definitions within a contract and you do get to court, then the judge is going to have to look at what was in the minds of the party when you entered into that contract, or the parties, I should say, when you entered into that contract. Now, sometimes that is easier said than done. You might have an email chain, but you might also have had a conversation on the phone and not followed up on it in writing. And that's where it starts to become quite difficult. But what you've got to realise here is, yes, you can go back and look at the paperwork if you have it, such as emails, but there is going to inevitably be a lot of work involved in there. You're going to need to pull that information together and put it in a straightforward and simple format and present it to the court. Now, that might involve having to come back at a later date and provide a witness statement giving that information, or it might involve you having to have that argument in court and the definitions be determined perhaps at trial, or perhaps at just a general directions hearing. Now, that is going to take a lot of time, and the judge is going to attribute what he believes was in the mind of the parties at that time. Now, this all said and done, you might have those emails, you might have that correspondence to draw back on, but it is going to take you time. It's going to take you time to pull it together. And if you've got a legal advisor helping you, they're going to charge for reviewing that information, for putting it into a witness statement for you. They're also going to charge for you for their time at court. And if the court is put off to another date because you couldn't agree on those definitions, then inevitably that's going to increase the cost. And it can get quite expensive. So obviously, a way to try and overcome that is to have those definitions within the contract to make it very clear what was in the minds of the party. Now, obviously, everyone likes to think that they'd never get into the court arena, that everything would be all plain sailing, and perhaps you've got this far in business and not had any issues. But for some, they can have issues in the first year of the contract, or it could be 5, 6, 7 years later. But having that contract and defining those key definitions means that it sits there in the background and you do have that peace of mind that it is explained properly. Now, that doesn't mean to say that you have to have a contract that's 30 or 40 pages. It's absolutely not necessarily needed unless you've got a very complex business. But it does stand to have a good, robust contract in place. There are key elements that you need to consider in that contract, with the likes of intellectual property, payment terms, indemnity, liability, and lots of other key important points that are there for a reason, and they're there to protect you. So don't be tempted to start messing around with those terms or clauses that you don't understand. Now, another thing I should say that we've noticed recently is lots of people seem to believe that they're legally qualified, or that they can put forward an opinion. And quite often we do see some wrong information given. You've got Joe Public offering legal advice when they've got absolutely no qualifications on it at all, and that's quite concerning. Law is a very complicated area to learn. That's where we spend a great deal of time learning, but also we implement it, we put it into practice, and we are obligated to have continuous professional development, which is making sure that we're up to date with anything that changes throughout the year. Some of you may be familiar with CPD because, of course, it does stand in other areas like accountancy, for instance. So you wouldn't go to a neighbour and ask them to perform open heart surgery when they're not a doctor. So we would just say, just be careful of where you're taking that advice from. And it's always beneficial to have that legal advice and to get that peace of mind and know that you're covered properly. Now, obviously, at K&K Consulting, we do review contracts and we do draft them and we do offer affordable advice. So if you do have a contract that perhaps you're thinking, oh gosh, I don't have those definitions in place, or perhaps it's something that you've cobbled together or perhaps borrowed, which in turn would raise a few issues there because you wouldn't potentially have the intellectual property and the right to use it. But that standing aside, if you do have a contract that needs reviewing, then we are happy to take a look at it for you. If you have no contract at all in place, then again, we can draft that for you. We are very honest at K&K Legal Consulting. If you forward us an agreement for review and it's fine, it's in perfect condition and it needs no amendments, we will tell you. There's no point reinventing the wheel. But if there is something that needs changing, we can offer you that support and tell you what amendments are required and how that protects your business. We also like to give you an understanding of what the overall clauses mean, so that if you are approached by a client and they ask you any questions, you are armed with the knowledge to be able to answer that. Or of course, you can come back to us and we can clarify anything for you. So that's the importance of keeping those definitions in the contract. So make sure they're in there. Don't be tempted to make any changes to the agreement unless you've had advice. And it's tailored to your business. It's not just general advice. So if you want to contact us, you know where we are. But if not, stay tuned for more podcasts that hopefully help you navigate the legal and business industry. Take care.